Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Kosh. Mike, severe weather chances for Saturday, but first let's start off with today. Looks like a good chunk of the state could see some rain on this Friday. What are you guys seeing there?
Yeah, there's a chance of showers today. Not looking for any thunder or anything like that. Better chances would be in the afternoon and tonight. Pretty much, we're back up to seasonal temperatures, though. Afternoon highs in the upper 60s, lower 70s.
Okay. And is that the same kind of story for much of the state?
Yes.
All right. Saturday is the day where severe storms are possible, but it looks like that's not for later in the evening. So just kind of take us on the timeline through what Saturday could bring.
Right. Well, we could see some showers Saturday morning, and then it'll take a while for the atmosphere to sort of destabilize as we get a few pockets of sunshine. So that'll help get things going. But, yeah, it doesn't look like we're looking for severe weather until, after like 6 o'clock. And through the early overnight would be the best time frame for that.
All right, what are some of the main threats to watch out for with that?
So, damaging winds, it looks like it's the main threat, but hail's pretty close as well. But we can't rule out a tornado or two, an isolated tornado or two. Looks like it's going to be more or less the severe portion of the weather, more or less, more than likely in a line. But every now and then you can see brief tornado touchdowns lines of thunderstorms that move through here.
And it looks like the kind of the second half of the state or on the western side is the one that might have the best chances for severe weather.
That's correct. The Wabash Valley would have a better chance. Pretty much really anywhere west of Interstate 65 would have a better chance than it would east of I-65.
All right. But kind of, even though it's just that, not just that part, too, looks like the whole state needs to be ready. So if you had advice that you want to give to Hoosiers, what should they know?
Well, just have your severe weather plan ready ahead of time. Just know where you would go. If you have a basement, of course, that's the best place to go. And if you don't, like an interior closet or hallway, anywhere away from windows, that kind of thing. So the best thing to do is just to practice your plan. Have a weather radio, of course. That's how we get our warnings the quickest. Also, cell phones, of course, nowadays will also alert you to severe weather.
And then when is this all supposed to move out?
So the severe part should be over sometime in the early overnight, Saturday night. But there'll be some storms that'll be lingering even into Sunday morning, looks like, especially over eastern parts and northeastern parts of central Indiana. And then during the afternoon, it should be ending on Sunday and a little break before more weather moves in early next week. Could see a couple more systems move through next week. Maybe some strong storms again around Tuesday and possibly some more late in the week.
Okay, so it looks like we might have some storms even next week most of the time.
Yeah, off and on, but yeah, there's definitely a unsettled weather period coming up for central Indiana.
Okay. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. Thanks, John.
All right. Meteorologist Mike Kosh with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Thanks.